First off today, it's Monday. We get the latest on the livestock markets with Herb Locke of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton.
Well, Caitlin, pretty much both fed and feeder markets continue to operate somewhat in a typical March scenario or fashion. Cold weather typically keeps beef demand at the consumer level a bit subdued into early spring when better weather breaks out the barbecues, and consumers, for their part, get serious about eating the better cuts of beef almost regardless of price. As always, that spring highs are not yet in, and the cash market dominates thinking at the feedlot level and tends to slow spot delivery pricing and selling ideas. Feeder cattle sellers look forward to, and in some cases are already knee-deep in early calving, are choosing to clean out prior year's inventories, including some heifers that don't make the grade for replacements. The increase in heifer numbers in the feeder market, though, adds to the discounts to the same weight steers in most weight ranges, and particularly in the grasser and even replacement weight ranges. On the fed cattle side, local packer demand has been a bit, I guess, tepid to say the least, and local prices here continue to flounder well back of simply the cost of transportation and related adjustments in moving cattle into the much larger dominant U.S. system. Mostly steady U.S. prices at or just above a year ago are not reflected in similar values here north of the border, where weekly cash is about $10 lower than the same week a year ago, demonstrating, I guess, that markets can be irrational. The U.S. cattle and feed report out Friday seemed to be a bit bearish for deferred contracts and a bit friendly for the nearby ones, with 11.7 million on-feed number slightly larger than last year at 7% higher than the five-year average in the U.S., as the growth over the last 4 or 5 years in the U.S. cow herd continues to come to market and fully occupy U.S. packer kill spaces. Placements in that report are a bit surprising, down 5% compared to last year and a fifth month lower than the same year-over-year number. Improving moisture conditions in the deep south in the U.S. has encouraged retained ownership, due also to sharply falling wheat market that will encourage winter wheat grazing in the U.S., and that's a sharp difference from a year ago in terms of feed costs at the feeder level. Bullish momentum in the cattle market in Chicago, though, this week, with nearby futures slightly lower at the end of the week in a quieter trade. The April contract tested the 218 high last week, but traders are increasingly more concerned, for their part at least, that a spring high has already been traded. June cattle ended the week near $1.20, but a normal seasonal break could pull that market down well into that 110, 120 in the early weeks of 2019, if, of course, an important China's demand is absent. From 1 week to the next, April live cattle up 13 points, June up 53, the March feeders up 270, and the August feeder cattle up $1.30. The lean hogs up 415 in April and 265 higher in the June contract. U.S. cash cattle, $1.28 live, 205 dressed, steady with the previous week, but packers south of the border were seen to be planning some extra Saturday kills. Choice cutouts, 226 up 5, selects 218.78 up $1.99, and leaving that choice select at $8. U.S. kill volume, 608,000, unchanged from the previous week, and 4,000 above the same week a year ago. Looking at local prices, U.S. buying support, long missing from the Alberta scene, was front and center last week, but weekly averages still leave the cash trade here well back of Nebraska landed values. Steers on the hoof, 151 and a quarter to 157, on the rail, 254.50 to 255, and a 153.78 up $3.59. Heifers on the hoof, 157.50 to 158, 255 on the rail, and a 156.19 average up. Hold on to this, Caitlin, up $7.19 from the previous week. On the cow side, mostly feedlot cows, D1, D2s, 84.50 up 75, and the D3-4s, 65 to 81, up a dollar at 74.50 average. And on the rail, steady with the last prices for almost the last month at 162 to 167. On the hog side, the Western Hog Exchange reports their base price for their 100 index 90-kilogram hogs for the week, ending March the 8th, the Oldie West 17 price, 119.4, and the Ollie 19 price set at 121.7, and both steady with last week, so decent money on the hog side.
Herb Locke can be reached at 780-466-3599.